Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is Get Her Done Tuesday at 7.05, and it's time for somebody to win $1,000. Bold. That's how I like my men and my coffee. Bold. B-O-L-D, bold. Text the word bold to 72881 by the end of this hour. For your chance to win $1,000, that number again, 72881. Bold is the code word. One lucky national winner is going to get $1,000. All right, man. Message and data rates apply. Bold.
Hey, real quickly, everyone, if you go to the Alice973 Instagram, I posted a picture of me, Bryn, an Olympic gold medal champion, Christy Yamaguchi, because on Thursday at 9 a.m., we're going to be reviewing Crazy Rich Asian.
I can't wait for that review.
Yeah, it's getting a lot of press.
I have a question.
Oh, yes, Vinny.
My hand is up. Will she wear her gold medal when she comes in here?
Oh. I could ask her. I'm talking to her today.
Please.
You want her,
ask her
to bring it up?
Like, sure. Wear it.
I don't know if she wants to wear it. But she can bring it in. I don't know. It seems a little...
No, it doesn't.
How often does she get to wear it? I bet she's like, if we ask, she'll be all, thank God somebody finally asked.
Right.
I want to wear this thing every day, but I'll look like such a... You know what? To be walking around with it. Like, here's a chance. We've asked. It would be like...
Make sure you specify, wear the medal.
Humor us and wear your medal. She'll probably be like, oh my God, I love you.
I don't think I'll ask. Anyway, everyone, tune in at 9 a.m. on Thursday. Appreciate the show.
Jesus.
Very exciting.
It's so good to be on his show, isn't it?
I love being on Hooman's show. Thanks, Hooman.
You guys can ask her.
Well, what are we going to talk to her? We're not going to talk
to her.
Give
you her number.
Give me her number. I'll ask her.
Thank you.
Or her email. I don't think it's,
Sarah, just
I don't
Sarah
think
and
it's
Vinny
out of the ordinary
the,
or a big deal.
Please wear it.
I think it'd be kind of cool.
I think Vinny's right. I think it's weird to put it on, but if someone says, oh, please, will you wear it?
I can see her. I can see her like getting up every morning in the mirror, putting it on, and then before she goes to sleep at night, she puts it back on.
Yeah, I mean,
I would.
Who gets those things?
Not very many people, Vinny.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm gonna start the celebrity trash with Elon Musk and Azealia Banks.
Oh boy,
that's an odd pairing, Sarah.
Azealia Banks, I want to say, is the same chick who says that Russell Crowe pistol whipped her and spit on her in a hallway or something. Yep. And she also has an ongoing, I don't know if it's still going on, but her and Iggy Azalea, the other Azalea, they were going back and forth with, you know, why is this white chick trying to jack my style?
She was also thrown off a plane for using epithets.
Yes.
Oh,
she's
yes.
nothing but
That's
bad
right.
press for Azealia Banks. Does she have good music? But she's a rapper, right?
Yeah. I mean, rapper, singer,
yeah.
songwriter.
Aren't they all now?
Yeah.
Yes. I don't know. Anyway.
Also, she's prone to Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
Messes.
Oh, no. She's very, very much one of the people who steps on it on Twitter, but sort of is unapologetic for it.
Right.
So... this started on Instagram, Vinny, just so you know.
Which, by the way, you know, as she's trying to make it big in business, they're going to look at her Twitter and be like, well, sorry, we're not going to be able to use you to sell McDonald's or anything else because...
Right.
You're controversial. And
yeah, because of these tweets about gay people whatever else.
I hope I hope the music thing totally works out for you because...
I don't know. She got booted off like a tour or two because of what Vinny's talking about.
She's not beloved, but she did somehow get invited to Elon Musk's house.
Okay, for a party.
Sort of. Let me read you the story, and it sounds like it's just crazy what she's saying. And of course, his camp is like, that's all ridiculous and did not
she
happen.
She broke it. No.
So... she said she was at Elon Musk's house for the whole weekend.
Mm-hmm. How recent is this?
Looks like this past weekend. On Sunday. Maybe she's friends with Grimes, who's his new girlfriend.
Oh, well, she has been saying she's going to make music with her.
And that's what she says she was invited there for a weekend of making music and collaboration and whatever.
Oh, so he's still with that Grimes lady.
Claire Boucher.
Supposedly.
Yes.
Hmm. Is that her real name?
That's her real name. Boucher. Claire Boucher is Grimes. Uh-huh. So on Sunday, she posted on Instagram. This is Azealia Banks, the rapper, singer, posting on Instagram. I waited around all weekend while Grimes coddled her boyfriend. In another Instagram story, she wrote, staying in Elon Musk's house has been like a real life episode of Get Out. Grimes has been dating Elon Musk since earlier this year. It feels like a few months have gone by.
Mm-hmm.
So they
both got some stupid math joke, wasn't it? Wasn't it like a Twitter science joke?
She tweeted some mathy science joke. And he wrote, I've been trying to make that joke for years. And then they, you know, the rest is history.
I love you.
Soulmates.
I love you.
I get you.
So Business Insider sees the Azealia Banks Instagram stories and DMs her. And she got into a conversation with somebody from Business Insider. Which is, what is that, a .com? Did it used to be a magazine?
We
see stories from them
all the time.
Yeah,
all the time.
She said she got to one of Musk's homes in Los Angeles early on Friday and left on Sunday night. And there is an independent secondary source that confirmed that she was at one of his properties over the weekend. So Business Insider is doing their homework on this. Over the course of the weekend, Azealia Banks said that the couple, Grimes and Elon Musk, essentially went into hiding as Musk, who had tweeted earlier in the week about plans to take Tesla private and said that funding was secured, was looking for funding. So she says he was like on the phone and apparently, they bring me out there on the premise and we would hang and make music, but his dumb ass kept tweeting and tucked his man area in between his, where the sun don't shine, once the ass hit the fan. She also says that he was on acid and trying to make all this happen.
That's one of those weird rumors, these microdosing down in the mm-hmm. Silicon Valley.
Right.
I hear about it, and I certainly know some people who still do that, and I'm tripped out by it because they consider that a real form of enlightenment and find it to be the way they stay. Like,
so you think that this is totally possible?
It's totally legit. Like, I can't speak to it. I haven't been there, but I know people who still do it. And I hear about it still being done in business. And we saw, what was it? Silicon Valley, the show, the TV show.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't What's His Bucket end up dosing somewhere out in, it's.
Are you talking about TJ
yes.
Miller?
Yeah.
He was on opiates. I don't think they've really talked about the microdosing.
Oh, they haven't addressed
that.
It.
He winds up in a drug den in like Thailand or something.
Oh, okay.
Right. It was
with some monks.
Right. Right. Yeah.
Gavin Belson goes, how much would it take for him to be here for say 5 years? Peels off the money. And there he is over by the hookah or whatever.
Keep that guy high.
Yeah, just keep that guy here.
Well, the writer was just kind of get him off the show.
Yeah,
right?
Well,
anyway, so maybe this person's making that accusation based on the rumors that do go around about it, or maybe he does
maybe,
do this.
If she's friends with Grimes, maybe Grimes said, oh, yeah, he's microdosing on it. It looks like he took a little too much.
Great ideas don't come out of nowhere.
That's true. So she said that Musk was distracted all weekend. She said, I saw him in the kitchen tucking his tail in between his legs, scrounging for investors to cover his ass after that tweet. He was stressed and red in the face. He's not cute at all in person. A spokesperson for Elon Musk said, Elon has never met Ms. Banks or communicated with her in any way, but did not deny that Banks stayed at one of the properties. Tesla is declining to comment about Elon Musk looking for investors. On Monday, Musk said in a statement on Tesla's website that he used the phrase funding secured to indicate that he believes there was no question that Saudi Arabia's public investment fund would provide funding to convert Tesla to a private company. Banks' Instagrams caused a stir because she alluded to drug use on Twitter. And Musk's representative said such claims were utter nonsense. Honestly, it goes on, but that's you've got the gist of it there. She spent the weekend there and says she observed him frantic on the phone
what
on
a
acid.
Strange story.
I know, it's totally strange.
Huh. It's weird that she'd stay.
Yeah.
I mean, if I was at someone's house and I felt weird and they were being weird and
they were
dosing,
yeah.
be like, you know, I'm going to get
I waited all weekend while Grimes coddled her boyfriend for being too stupid to know not to go on Twitter while on acid. It was probably some weird threesome sex ass to begin with. Anyway, if anything comes of that,
I don't know about sex on LSD. I never did that.
Yeah,
I never thought about it.
Well, that sounds like Azalea saying maybe that's why I was invited there.
Oh,
that's
like she
what I
was
going to
be
it,
there
yeah.
third. Yeah,
she
but
she said
he's
she
on
was
acid.
There to record a single or to record a song.
Yeah.
George R.R. Martin is going to be in Redwood City tonight.
Yes.
Oh, you don't give us warning. How am I supposed to work that into my calendar now? Sarah.
It's at night, Vinny. You can't go.
Oh.
So at some point, supposedly in 2019, we're going to see the end of Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
You could possibly ask George R.R. Martin, how's it going to end tonight?
I'll tell you, winter wins. That's how.
Don't say that. I don't want winter to win. The author is making a rare onstage appearance. Let's see. The Fox Theater in Redwood City.
Oh, I know it well. It's right there downtown. It's awesome. Mm-hmm.
In conversation with artist John Picasso. That's tonight. Tickets are not cheap. $59 to $279. It's going to benefit the nonprofit Locus SF Foundation, which oversees the Locus magazine. It's a science fiction fantasy journal. I got to read that. Anyway, you can buy his books there, but he's not going to be signing anything. He's just going to sit down and have this conversation. And I don't know if you're a giant Game of Thrones or George R.R. Martin fan. Well, there you go. There's a little something for you. Okay, MTV, the Video Music Awards are, I think they're this Monday, August 20th, 9 p.m. They have revealed their nominees for Song of the Summer.
Okay, just asked our people about this and got some definitive answers.
We
so
were
let's
just
see how,
talking about that yesterday.
How on they were.
So it looks like starting yesterday, fans could vote for the songs in the category. It looks like the voting ends Thursday at, looks like 11 o'clock our time. It says 2 p.m. Eastern. So here are the nominees for Song of the Summer. Calvin Harris and Dua Lipa, One Kiss.
Survey says...
No. Next up, Cardi B, Bad Bunny, and J Balvin. I like it.
Cardi B couldn't be hotter.
That's true.
But I still say no.
DJ Khaled, Justin Bieber, Chance the Rapper, and Quavo, no brainer. Okay, that ain't it. So far, I like it. Drake, In My Feelings. As much as I hate Drake, I do feel like this song is just everywhere.
I think I'm so used to this song now that now I'm just dancing with it.
The next nominee for Song of the Summer is Ella May, A Boot Up, Boot Up, Boot Up, Juice WRLD, Lucid Dreams. This is not summery. Does it kick in here? Maroon 5 and Cardi B, Girls Like You.
This was Michael Martin's call, right?
Yeah, he likes this one. I was actually surprised that Ariana Grande is not on this list because the last entry here is Post Malone, Better Now. This is Pooman Loves Us. So there you go. Those are the eight nominees. You got a guess? What do you think is going to win, Vin?
Well, I really still like Maroon 5. I mean, I actually like those guys. They've changed quite a bit from the band they were. There's more sort of tech, more keyboards in there. But yeah, I'd go this. I like Better Now too, though. That's hooky as hell.
I actually think of all of these, the one that really sort of screams like kind of funky, fun, dancing around in the summer is the Cardi B song.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, and she's super hot right now.
I like
so she
it
can
like that.
Easily win that.
But guaranteed the winner's Drake.
Yeah, I'm going Drake just because.
Because you think that's. What do you think, Hooman?
Yeah, I think it's Drake as well.
Do you love me?
The way all those videos, everything went so viral. You're hearing it everywhere.
The VMAs are going to air live from Radio City Music Hall this Monday, August 20th at 9. Tons of performers here. Really everyone in the top 10, basically. And I guess fans can vote on, there are 12 different VMA categories that they can actually influence. So And Song of the Summer is one of them. So I guess you go to MTV.com. I don't know.
Would actually be a fun show to go to.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Well, it's a music show. It's like and it's sort of edgier than, say, the Grammys or something.
Yeah, as long as they're not going to get all political.
Yeah.
Well,
there's no avoiding that these days.
Can I fast forward?
So this morning in my pile, Yuzi gave me the list of the 41 worst albums of all time. And I went, that's interesting. And I started looking at them and I just thought, you know what? The only really interesting one here is the one they picked as number one. This is Metacritic.com. They say there's actual numbers backing this stuff. And you can guess if you want. You'll never get it.
Well, but so these are albums that were made by someone we know, though.
People that we know. Like, I'll give you a few here. They say, so these are the worst albums of all time. At number 10 is Chris Brown's Fortune. They've got Puddle of Mud at number 9. Let's see. Charlie Puth's 9-Track Mind. They've got that worst album at number 7. Lil Wayne Rebirth at number 6. They've got a Phil Collins record on here, Testify, from 2002. They've got that at number 4. Limp Bizkit took second place from 2003. Results may vary. And according to Metacritic, the worst album ever put out of all time is Popo Zao. Do you know who this is?
It's Britney Spears' ex-husband.
It is. It's Kevin Federline. Playing with Fire, which, by the way, so we tried to find this album this morning because we're like, oh, yeah, that is the worst album. It's like it's either that one or the guy that married Alanis Morissette. Like that was also a horrible album. So Kevin Federline put out that record in 2006.
All day and all night.
What's his name? DJ Soli?
Yeah.
MC
Soli.
MC Soli. So Kevin Federline's Playing With Fire. So we weren't able to find all the songs that were on it. But
it's just not available like everything else.
Because nobody wants
streaming
it.
Streaming nowadays. I think maybe you can find it on Apple iTunes if you want to buy the whole album.
So did you grab anything else from the...
I did. I found two tracks, actually. So I was able to get two tracks from Amazon Music. And the two tracks, one of them is called Lose Control. And the other one is one we already know, Popo Zao, but it's isolated vocals. It's more of a...
But they're not vocals.
They call it an a cappella.
Okay. So it's... Oh, right. Oh, what a douchebag. Listen to him laughing.
I know.
Who is this?
Kevin Federline.
Oh, this is from the same album.
This is the isolated vocal track.
Oh, my God. So
he's from Fresno.
Yeah.
When you mentioned
this...
Well,
actually, it's Clovis, Sarah.
On Instagram, I follow something called Thrift Store Art.
Yeah.
And they always put these albums that are... So I'll just show you a couple of the covers. I see them, and I'm always like, how did that get made? But they find these creepy, like... I don't know what that is. He's coming.
Kind
London
of an,
Trio.
Yeah, an old-fashioned... So these are actual
albums found at a thrift store.
Polka Encounters of the Honky Kind.
I mean,
it's all people that look like they're from the 1940s, just in like one of those bad Sears portrait. Oh, those are funny.
So that's what I thought of, but no one would know those. So
no.
That would
Yes, I'm sure some of those are worse albums. I think these are, you know, albums that got some press, got some play. All right, what's coming up in the news, Vin?
The replacement for salt has been found. I'll tell you about it after these. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 6:37 on Get Her Done Tuesday. Hey, Hooman.
Hey, everyone. Oh. Please go to the RadioAlice.com website. There you will see a picture of me in a firefighter uniform, and I'm raising money for firefighters, police officers, first responders suffering from post-traumatic stress. I'm doing a stair climb on September 8th at 555 California, and I got a couple team members on my team now. Yeah, one is Dirty Bird. She's going to run it with me.
Oh, Jen is going to do it. That's a former intern of ours. Yeah. Oh, boy.
If you've ever been to a secret
show. Has she been training? Because
it's no joke.
Steps is no...
Yeah.
The struggle is real.
Yeah.
I did it last year with him. It's tough. It's really a challenge.
I was thinking Human, how much my legs hurt after Outside Lands walking.
Oh. On the flat ground.
How is Human ever going to do this without your back or your legs being sore?
I haven't really trained that much. I'm not going to run.
Right.
Anyway, last year when I ran, I only got to the sixth floor and I was like exhausted. I was like, ugh. So please go to RadioAlice.com. Contribute right now. Thanks to our amazing Alice listeners. We're in first place.
Yay.
And we'd like to stay in first place. So, you know, we all hear about what the firefighters are doing right now in California battling.
Absolutely.
So if you want to give back to them, here's your opportunity.
And that is it's wonderful that you're doing that, too. What, Human, you're amazing.
Thank you so much.
Human.
You are a giver, sir.
Mm.
Oh, and that's it.
The Radio Alice Report.
As Vinny patiently awaits his
I'm
turn.
Like, hold on, what happens now? Let me press the button.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. Check out our station's website sometime. It's there.
Yeah. For you.
It's lonely.
Go visit. Please, five times a day would be great.
Love your clicks.
Yeah, we do. Ronery, so Ronery.
The digital department works hard on that.
They sure do. Mm-hmm.
That site. So please visit it and visit it often. Here's what's happening. A bridge on a main highway linking Italy with France collapsed today in the Italian port of Genoa. They say this happened because of a sudden violent storm. It sent vehicles plunging 150 feet into rubble below.
Oh, my God.
Here is the bridge before the fall.
Oh, it looks like a regular sort of semi-suspension bridge. Those don't look like... They look like straight. Instead of having the looped cables, it's like they're triangulated, but they seem very straight. Boy, that looks like a solid bridge.
Yeah. And down below are warehouses, so it's a warehouse district. They're saying right now... A storm knocked it down? Seems hard to believe, but that's what they're saying. They say at least 20 people have been killed. There were cars all over the bridge. It was the middle of the day there at the time. Over an industrial zone. Those are warehouses down below that you see in the photo I showed you.
Imagine if you're watching that happen in your rear view mirror. Oh, my God.
The luckiest day of your life.
Or you stop right before you get there. Holy cow.
So a huge section of the Mirandi Bridge collapsed and fell down onto the warehouses below, and all the cars that were on the bridge fell down with it. So I think the death toll at this point is still...
being counted.
Yes, but they're reporting at this point...
That looks like a very 20. Solid bridge. I'm with you. I don't think the wind knocks that down. I think there must have been structural problems.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it actually looks well-maintained. It's...
hard to say.
Did you see the after photo?
Yeah, the after photo shows the gap. See, the gap is just gone.
Oh, God. The devastation.
It's a big bridge. It's hard to get it from a picture, but, you know, I mean, that's...
Wow.
Any of the bridges we have in our area, you look at them and they're big.
Uh-huh.
So,
it's awful.
That happened today. It's it links Italy with France. So it happened right in between the two countries. So that's the latest from that. I meant to mention this yesterday. 7-Eleven is doing a buy one, get one free Slurpees all week.
Oh.
So if you're
any particular reason?
Just summer.
It's hot
I
out.
Guess the kids are into it. Mm. Were you a Slurpee kid?
I live near a 7-Eleven. I would get Icy's at the movie theater.
Same, I think, isn't it?
I feel like they're a little different.
Yeah, the flavors are different.
And I think they're a little looser than the Icy's, too. A little bit more
Icy's
drinkage.
Yeah, Icy's feel like they're...
like more like a snow cone almost.
Yeah.
Oh!
Yeah, Rudy's all about the Icy's at the movies.
Oh, he is?
I don't think he's a Slurpee guy, but he'll go Icy all day.
Yeah.
Which is a problem at the theaters.
Why?
Because of Slurpee?
Oh.
Are you guys like, shut up, man?
Which is funny because he tries to do it quietly too. I'm sure he's learned now as like a Bay Area movie critic. He probably opens the top and drinks the rest of the bottom
of it. Yeah, that's what you have to do. But then sometimes all the ice comes and hits you in the face.
Uh-huh.
That's a problem.
Got to use the spoon, I guess.
Yep.
I guess I haven't done either of those for a long time because I really don't know. but
my kids like the Slurpees. We have a 7-Eleven near our house. I'll tell them they can walk over.
Uh-huh. Oh, they say here it's celebrating the new school year or whatever.
Oh, okay.
End of summer.
Oh. That's nice.
So, yeah. Right now, Sevy's got buy one, get one free Slurpees. Have fun. Yeah. This next story, I'm going to start with this. I'm going to tell you a personal story before just because it just happened and it's so stupid.
Okay.
It's dad just being the worst. So I've been living with different people through the years. And what I've learned through living with people is they pretty much do everything wrong. Like, you know how you've got a way of doing
yes.
things and then you live
no
with
one does
someone
it quite like
and then
you.
You're like, why do you have to do everything wrong?
Although sometimes you might pick up something you're like, oh, that's the way to do it.
I don't know. That hasn't probably happened for me, but maybe you improved your ways a little bit.
Maybe.
Anyway, here's my story. There's this, I have brown sugar that I keep right by the oven. I make this oatmeal and brown sugar every morning. Uh-huh. It's what I eat before I come to work every day. Underneath it is a little container of white sugar.
Yeah.
It's like a Tupperware thing.
So they're sort of stackable?
Yeah. Well, it's just one on top of the other. Okay. There's the brown sugar. There's the white sugar. I never use the white sugar. Why would I?
Right.
Okay. Use white sugar for anything?
I really don't.
Right. Never.
I don't. I mean, I would think the only reason it would be there is for someone's coffee.
Yeah, and I
or
don't even use
cereal.
That. Right.
Sometimes kids like cereal.
So I think it was on Saturday. My kid, I'm making breakfast. I'm trying to be super dad because mom's all preggy and, you know,
laid out.
So I'm like,
God, that woman laying around.
You want some
belly.
Oatmeal? You want oatmeal? Okay, I got the oatmeal going. You want some toast? Toast with cinnamon? You got it. I'm going to make it special for you. So I get the white sugar, cinnamon, you know how that
yeah,
is,
sure.
right?
Delicious.
Cinnamon sugar yeah. toast. I make that. I get the cinnamon sugar toast. I put it in front of the kid. She takes a bite. I'm not even paying attention as I'm getting the oatmeal ready. I'm like, what's the deal with your toast? Eat that up. She's all, eh. I'm like, what do you mean, eh? That is cinnamon toast. Come on.
Delicious.
She's like, it's too spicy. It's salt.
You put salt on instead of sugar.
The missus has taken, for some reason, extra salt from somewhere. I don't know why. We already have three containers of the... But there's the salt next to the sugar. So I'm like, why would the... But my kid was like, it's too...
I thought she meant too much sugar. I mean, cinnamon.
No, it had salt instead of sugar.
Gross.
And I even had her take another bite before. I'm like, get another bite of that. Come on. So she's chewing it. When the missus goes, oh, that's salt. And I reach over, I'm all, spit that out. I'm so sorry. My dad is the worst.
Oh,
why
that's
would
funny.
There be salt there? Unbelievable.
So has it been salt all along?
It's been salt all along.
But
I've
never used the white sugar.
I don't
so
use
it's,
it.
Right.
But it's right next to the brown sugar. The assumption would
was,
be
it
it's
was
white.
Sugar.
It's the same.
Right. But it's salt.
Anyway.
Oh, that's funny.
That leads me to this story, which is really actually interesting. Researchers at the University of Maine have created a set of chopsticks that deliver an electric pulse every time they touch your tongue. So you eat with them and you get a pulse when you put food into your mouth.
Do I want that?
They found that it enhanced the flavor of food without any salt.
Oh. So if you're not supposed to have a bunch of salt, you can do that. It makes your mouth water. And
they were able to make food taste salty, sour, and even bitter just by changing the frequency.
Oh.
Somehow these pulses flavor the food you're eating.
Stimulate whatever part of the tongue
so
senses those things.
Maybe this is a way for someone who needs to cut salt out of their diet to be able to eat food and still... Hmm.
Or how about people that don't taste things anymore?
Oh.
I wonder if that would help.
That's interesting,
them to
right?
Get flavor.
Some people are super bummed, like their yeah. tongue kind of dies on them.
Right, or like longtime smokers sometimes
right.
have that.
They can't yeah. taste food as much. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah.
They use chopsticks, but they say it would stands to reason it would work with forks too, and they are researching ways to make this work now.
Huh. And so I take it it's not painful?
No. No. I mean, it's a pulse, but it's...
It's not like you're like...
No.
Yeah, right.
That would just make me stop eating. It's like a good weight loss thing.
It's like a rubber band snap on your tongue. No, it's not like that. You interested?
Sure. As long as it doesn't hurt.
You need to cut salt out of your diet?
I don't feel like I do. I'm a super salter, but I mean, my blood pressure is okay.
Is it?
Yeah. I mean,
when was your last physical?
Whenever, 2 months ago.
2 months ago?
Yeah.
Oh, good on you.
Yeah. I told you I was going for that. Remember?
I don't know.
Sat in there for an hour waiting for the doctor.
You're kind of shady about doctor stuff.
I am. I don't like going to the doctor.
Super shady about it.
Actually, I just got my blood pressure taken at the emergency room this past weekend.
Oh,
it was.
Right. Good for you.
I don't know what it was, but she didn't start yelling or anything.
That's when your eyeball was all janky.
Yeah, I don't know why they needed a blood pressure when my eye, I'm like, it's my eye. But go ahead, do all the stuff.
How about a fast fact?
I love those, Ben. Fact.
Tony Montana.
Oh.
From Scarface.
Yeah.
Was named after San Francisco 49ers quarterback Joe Montana.
Oh, really?
How do you like that?
I like it.
My little friend! I love that movie.
Me too.
Did they do it with the, what's the thing called when they have the squiggly line over the end? Montana?
Montana. Yeah, he's just got a harsh, what was he, Cuban?
Cuban, I think.
Harsh Cuban accent. I love the way he called everyone cockroaches.
Right.
Say hello to my little friend.
Strippers perform at rich people's funerals in Taiwan because they believe it pleases the dead.
Oh. Well. I mean, Benny said, everybody wants to see a naked lady. Right.
Everybody.
Seems weird. It seems like a weird thing to have at a funeral.
Why?
I mean, it makes it way more interesting. Funerals, they're tough. Yeah. You know. Not that they're not interesting. I mean, maybe that's the wrong word. They're so somber and like everyone's so sad. And somebody died. Yeah.
One of your people died.
So strippers would maybe, you know, lighten the mood a little. Like, oh, look at her nipples. That's so.
Bob would have loved that.
Yeah, Bob would have loved that.
Or maybe you have Bob's favorite stripper.
Oh.
Like, he was the regular for her.
Oh.
But you don't tell Bob's wife that that's the regular stripper?
No. All right.
What if Yuzette's retired, though? I mean,
what about
Janet's
it?
Retired.
You get a lookalike.
Oh.
Right.
I'm looking at a still from a video, and they have a dancer dancing around the funeral plot as they're lowering the casket.
Oh, nice. Oh, that is so strange. Strange.
Let me see.
Thing.
Here. This is the girl.
That's
here.
Really funny.
That's lowering the casket.
Yeah.
There's
so she and she's just doing like kind of a just a twirly. Is she naked
it's
or is she?
What she's wearing.
She's wearing stuff.
She's not fully naked yet, but the casket hasn't been, like, they haven't started throwing the dirt on it. This is just a still from a video.
Do you think a stripper charges, what, double?
For
triple
a funeral?
For a funeral?
Well, here's the real question. Do you make it rain as the casket's going down?
Make it
hose!
What do you think, Yuzette?
I'm gonna set a one-time fee, and I'm gonna need that in cash.
What if I want to
need that up front?
But what about if people want to, you know, give you money during the casket lowering?
Does that seem inappropriate?
Are you okay with that?
I'm okay with that, but that seems a little inappropriate.
But you're okay with it.
maybe at the reception later.
Right.
All joking aside, let's say someone was like, all right, so what would be the fee to dance, to strip at a funeral? Would it be $5,000? Is $5,000 like, oh man, absolutely? Or is $5,000 like, dude, that's a joke?
Not enough.
You just insulted me.
The guy's dead, for God's sake.
And besides, $10,000. I'm retired.
Oh yeah.
Or I never even did that. I don't do that.
It looks like they did a whole episode of this, the strippers at funerals in Taiwan on Vice. Do you ever watch Vice?
I love Vice.
I do watch Vice.
Yeah.
I can totally see that on Vice. They have everything on Vice.
Is $10,000 enough?
I'm going to go with $10,000, and I'm going to say...
You need transport, too?
Well, of course, and I need my bouncers with
me. There's another still of, like, people...
They need a cut, too. Not my cut.
Did you have that back in the day?
And then I'm going to tell you...
Did you used to have heavies?
$3,000, well, I'll give you...
Give the dead guy a lap dance?
Two or three songs for that.
Oh, is there this any is
on top of the 10 grand?
That is the 10 grand.
Oh.
This is also a tradition in China, too, by the way. Oh. But the Chinese cracked down on it. They're saying no. There's this another still of everyone kind of giving, you know, looking at the body and a stripper dancing around them as they're looking at the body.
Did she actually get in the casket at any point?
She's wearing like a bikini.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. That was my next question. So, is this total nude?
No.
Oh. Well, I don't know because I haven't watched any videos. I'm just looking at stills.
No, I'm talking about Yuzette for the 10 grand. $10,000. Total nude or is that just topless?
No, that's just with a bikini on.
Damn, she drives a hard bargain. I think she can tell you have some money.
We're running kind of late.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple.
Okay.
510 says, good morning, everyone. A friend of mine just sent me a Facebook message saying she heard you announce that the father of my children, he just doesn't know it yet, Steve Perry, will be calling in tomorrow. I wasn't awake yet. Please repeat that info, please.
Yeah, so yesterday we found out that Steve Perry is back, everyone. Steve Perry of Journey has a couple new songs. We're going to get to hear one. Here we go. God, that's so good. So he's going to call in tomorrow, and we think he's coming in about a week and a half.
If we don't blow it.
If we don't blow it tomorrow.
We know this is a tryout. Yeah. We know it.
Yeah.
I mean, they didn't say it, but we know it. This is, if it goes well, I'll come by.
Yeah.
If you guys are creepy.
Maybe I shouldn't be.
Do I need some, like, sending?
What do you mean? This call is for you.
Oh. I'm already
well,
all
if
wound
you blow
up
it tomorrow, it. Sarah, I'll get some better interview air checks and I'll send it overseas. She's really like this.
There are don't no blow good. I blow every interview.
Don't blow it tomorrow. Right, just be ready
it.
To talk
I'm ready.
To the guy.
I'm totally
you
ready.
You love him.
I do.
God.
Yep.
I remember with Neil Sean in here, he sits down, he's got a guitar, he's smiling, your jaw's dropped, and no one's talking. I'm like, so Neil.
And my heart was thudding out of my. You know what though? That was a surprise. I have a couple days to wrap my head around.
That was
Steve
a
Perry
full on surprise where we just open up the door and he walks in with his guitar.
The video's up right now of Sarah. She walks over, hits the wall with her head like this.
Well, I was sure I must be dreaming. Like I'm gonna have to. I know. I don't know what I don't know why I did that. Like I.
Well,
clearly...
that part was actually funny. It's the part where you stopped talking that left us all like. She's not saying anything.
But did you see how close I was sitting to him? I still have memories of, like, I moved my chair all the way over to him.
And he backed up a little.
Yeah, he was not super thrilled.
He scared him.
Because words wouldn't come out of your mouth.
I know. I froze up. God, it's just like you think you're, like, a pretty together person. Like, I got this, you know, whatever. And then something like that happens. You're like, God, man, I just fall apart. Yeah. Like, I just fall apart.
Well, you're not going to see Steve Perry. He's going to be on the phone.
I'm going to hear that voice.
You're going to, well, yeah, but you'll be in charge of the call. You'll be able to direct him the way. So, new music. You know, have a couple questions, maybe. So, Steve, you're back. How's that?
Where you been?
Yeah, there you go. That'll cover. I mean,
did you travel to exotic lands? Okay, anything else? Oh, my God. All right. Anyway, that's happening. What time is that happening tomorrow?
We're going to do it about 8:10 tomorrow morning.
Okay. Yay! So tomorrow, Steve Perry's... I mean, I think, to me, that's the big news. Like, he's been writing the whole time, apparently, and he has a couple new songs, and Michael Martin, our boss, was, like, freaking over one of them. He thought it was great, and so we're going to talk to Steve Perry tomorrow. And we're going to do more celebrity trash after these. Well, I calm down.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.